This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome back to the BetRivers Cricket Show. It's your IPL preview special for the weekend. Your double headers are covered here with me, Ed Hawkins, pro cricket picker, and joined as ever by John Wright. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, not too bad, Ed. Ed, yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. Excited. Another edition of How's That, the BetRivers Cricket Show. The only place where you'll get the double headers in the IPL previewed as a pod. And we're going to find the best picks for you as well. So stay tuned. We pick our best picks at the end of the show. We've got two games on Saturday to get through, and two games on Sunday to get through. Delhi versus Chennai on Saturday, KKR versus LSG also on Saturday, and then Mumbai versus Sunrisers on Sunday, and RCB versus Gujarat Titans also on Sunday. A bit of housekeeping before we get down to it, John. We're not going to try and sort of second guess who needs what in the playoff picture, because times games are going on all the time. So we're kind of hamstrung by that, aren't we, John? But we'll stick to the stats and the facts and what we know to be true.
Sure.
What we do know, John, is that Gujarat can't be stopped in terms of the top. They will top the table, so they will get two bites at the final. Any sort of views on what you've seen since we were last here, John?
No, I mean, I think it's very interesting, as you say, Gujarat. I mean, you took them up in the last show we did. They deserve to be favourites. They've qualified. They've got 18 points. No one can touch them. They're going to be the top team in the ladder. And they'll get two bites of the cherry. I think it's going to be interesting now with the first two playoff venues. The first two playoff games being in Chennai. I think that's going to be very interesting because Chennai is a very different pitch to a lot of the pitches. It was interesting the last game when Chennai played against KKR, how the pitch, you know, wasn't as slow as probably predicted, but, you know, Chennai got beat in that game by KKR. So it's going to be interesting how teams jockey for positions. But, yeah, I mean, as I say, at the moment, Gujarat are through, and then it's a case of everyone's clambering for that second spot, really, where they effectively, you know, they will get two chances, won't they? So, I mean, it's just, yeah. it'll be interesting.
Delhi versus Chennai may well have an effect on that top two. Well, that second position anyway, and KKR versus LSG. LSG, the other team, really hoping to break into the top, into that second position. We're going to preview their games coming up in a second. Housekeeping again. Sorry to be a bore, but give us a follow at Cricket Betting. That's me on Twitter and at John Wright 15 on Twitter. And also at Because We Win, so you can win across all sports. And why wouldn't you want to do that? Give us some love on the podcast provider of your choice, please. Now, let's get the games on. Delhi, I always call him Delhi. Delhi versus Chennai is on Saturday. It's from the Aaron Jaitley Stadium. Bet Rivers Moneyline for you. -110 versus -163. That's Delhi, Chennai, respectively. A few stats for you. Fair contest between bat and ball at this ground. High score is 197. Delhi seem to be a completely different team now. They don't need to have the pressure of winning games. They've suddenly found some intent with the bat from somewhere. John, how do you see this one going?
Well, you're right. I mean, Delhi have been poor all year, haven't they? Haven't had a settled side, bottom of the ladder. And then today, in a game where they're out of the competition, they've scored 213 and they've won a game fairly comfortably against a side that was desperate to win. So it's amazing when pressure's off what that does to certain players. I mean, Riley Rousseau, I mean, scored an unbelievable 80-odd today off of, you know, scoring up over 200. He's a bit of a street player, isn't he? So it's amazing now with the pressure off. You could probably see Delhi at home, upsetting the apple cart again. Chennai was a Chennai's last game, as I say, they had everything in their favour. They were at home, they were playing KKR. They should have won this game and been in a position where they were untouchable. But now they need to win this game to secure a playoff place. So, yeah, I don't think I'll be back in Chennai at the short price. I'd expect them to go off favourites. So, as I say, it wouldn't be a bet for me on the game. I'd probably be looking at some value in the batting and the bowling. I think Chennai might make a few changes. I was looking at Moeen Ali, for instance, not done anything in the tournament, has he, Ed? I mean, I think his top score in the tournament's been 23. He hasn't bowled particularly well. It wouldn't surprise me if Mitchell Santner come into the side for this particular game. Been the best, even though he's only played three games, he's been the most economical bowler, taken three wickets. And I think you've got to look at the fact that, you know, if they do qualify Chennai, they know that they'll have a home fixture. And I think spin will come into play, and I think they might go down the route of playing Santner instead of Moeen Ali.
Yeah, agree with that. I think Santner's going to come into the reckoning if they're going to be playing on spinning wickets. Delhi Capitals really hang your heads in shame. Absolutely disgraceful to suddenly turn it on when it doesn't count at all. David Warner, chief culprit, bashing it all around the place. Where were these innings or that intent earlier in the tournament when it counted, Warner? Why didn't you stand up then? You mentioned Riley Rousseau, over 19.5 runs with Bet Rivers. Got 35 in the head-to-head, minus 120. That looks like a bet to me. And there's another pick here for me. Delhi, over 47.5 in the first six overs when they bat. The average at the stadium is 56. Now they've found some hitting form and they've decided to reunite Prithvi Shaw with David Warner. They're really getting their foot down. Shaw really should never have been dropped in the first place. He's that kind of player. He'll get you naught or he'll get you 50 very quickly. He's an intent merchant. Players to follow, John. Warner top bat plus 163. Shaw plus 350. Axar plus 850 for Delhi. Patharana top bowler plus 275 for Chennai. Anything sticking out for you?
No, I'd probably go with Riley Rousseau, actually. If you get anything like plus 400 him, I think that might represent a little bit of value. I would imagine now that'll be the side that they'll pick. I mean, Salt will come in at three. I wouldn't be surprised if they make any more changes. So I think that'll be their side. Regarding Chennai, I mean, Conway is the standout bat at the moment, isn't he? But at a very short price, I'd probably looked for the six hitter, someone further down the order, Shivram Dubey. I mean, he's batted superbly and something between like 450, plus 450 for him coming in down the order. I'd probably look for something like that for a bit of value. But no, it's going to be a very, very interesting game because, as I say, Delhi don't need to win, but they could definitely upset Chennai at home.
Okay, good stuff. I really like Patharana, top bowler, Chennai. Let's move on. Our second doubleheader on Saturday is KKR versus Lucknow Super Giants. Lucknow may well need to get this win to get into second position. KKR, well, almost certainly out of it. Mad run rate swings needed and results to go their way. This is at Eden Gardens, KKR minus 105 and LSG going off at minus 138. Eden Gardens has been a real road on 196 average first inning score, but it's beginning to slow up and spinners are really getting grip now on this surface. So a few weeks ago, we'd be talking about massive runs here. Now I'm not so sure. 54.9 your average power play score. LSG, your best team at the death with the ball. So does that kill KKR's edge? They're specialists at late runs. That's how they've been getting up in games and they could have that cut off here. John, a view on this one?
Yeah, I fancy the away side here. I mean, I was very, very impressed with Lucknow in the last game at home. You know, they're playing at a venue, but, you know, it was average, probably 143, 145. And they ended up getting 177 against the Mumbai side. Admittedly, some of that death bowling from Mumbai was served up was very, very poor. But to get 177 on that particular wicket, I thought was a mammoth effort. I thought Stoinis paced his innings perfectly. I like the fact that he came in at three. It gave him a chance to sort of assess the situation, assess the wicket. And as you say, the back end of the inning, especially against that poor Mumbai death bowling, Chris Jordan especially, when you've got the likes of Nicky Puran and Stoinis at the crease, it can be devastating. So I think I actually like look now here to, I think they're back on the horse now. They had a bad spell, didn't they? And now they've won their last two. I actually think, you know, the balance of the side's quite right. I'm not too sure about Deepak Hooda. I don't know what he was doing opening the bat, and he played an awful shot. And he was, you know, his strike rate was poor. So I think they've probably got something to sort out there. I mean, I would have thought they maybe bring Carl Mayers back into the side to open up with Quinton de Kock. But I like the fact that Stoinis was back batting at three, and I would imagine he'd continue to bat three because he didn't do much bowling, did he? So, and as you said, Ed, you know, with the spinners probably coming into play now, Eden Gardens, I was very, very impressed with Bishnoi, Ravi Bishnoi. I mean, Mumbai in that last game were flying, weren't they? They got off to an unbelievable start and they were trading odds on to beat Lucknow. Ravi Bishnoi came on and he totally changed the game. He took two key wickets. And I think he'll be a big, big factor. And as you said there, Ed, Lucknow's death bowling has been some of the best, probably the best in the tournament. I was very impressed with Mohsin Khan, you know, best, especially given his backstory. Naveen El Haq bowled well, and even Yash Takur bowled well. So I was very impressed with their death bowling, and I can see Lucknow beating KKR. I mean, KKR for me, I don't know, I'd say I can't really have them. As you say, it's going to take a mathematical a miracle for them to actually qualify. So yeah, I want to be with Lucknow here to secure their spot in the top two.
Okay, I'll give you some numbers on some of those players mentioned. Bishnoi, plus 275 for top Lucknow bowler. That looks like a decent bet to me because of this wicket really taking turn. I'll also Varun Chakravarti at plus 250 for KKR top bowler on the Bet Rivers lines. That's a good bet as well, particularly if KKR are bowling second, because Suyash Sharma will be subbed in if they're bowling second, which means he will not be counted in terms of the top bowler market. So you're basically betting it without Suyash Sharma, who's a spin bowler and who will probably get through four overs. So Varun Chakravarti at plus 250 doesn't have a huge amount to beat, literally and figuratively. I've got a number of Ayush Bedoni at plus 1400. He's a late hitter who could do some damage for LSG, particularly if they're using Stoinis further up the order. Adoni can come to the fore or come late to the party. And just a couple to follow on top, KKR bat, Rinku plus 550 and Russell plus 750. We certainly know the price on Russell is value on how often he wins this market. He could well be due. Best picks for these games to come at the end of the show. So you've got to stick around to find out what John and I rate as the best wagers. Two more games to get through. Don't forget to give us a follow at Because We Win so we can be winning across all sports, not just cricket. We're going straight to the Vankhede Stadium, Mumbai versus Sunrisers on Sunday, which could be a really fascinating clash given the mathematical equations that could be in play here. Mumbai have, shall we say, history of getting up in absolutely extraordinary circumstances to qualify. They may need something, they may not. It's a mismatch in terms of the Bet Rivers money line. Mumbai, we're expecting to go off extremely short, about minus 167. Sunrisers have absolutely disgraced themselves throughout the tournament, despite boasting as much talent as everybody else. John, if I don't want to sort of second guess what they need, but you could just see Mumbai pulling off something sensational if they need to. Getting an absolutely massive first inning score, for example, batting first.
Well, they could, especially at this venue, couldn't they, Ed? I mean, they could if they want to improve their net run rate, which they're, you know, that Rashid Khan innings when they won the other day. I mean, that affected their run rate quite considerably. If they need to win this game by a big margin, you could see him doing that at the Wankhede, because I mean, this is a place where, you know, 240, you know, wouldn't be beyond the realms. especially with the batting lineup and the power that they've got, Mumbai. And you say Sunrisers have been, you know, their batting has been very, very weak. Only one batter, I think, has got 300 runs in the tournament. They've chopped and changed. I mean, I've started off, obviously, with Harry Brook. The South Africans late to the party. Heinrich Klassen's probably been their star, hasn't he? Even though he's only played 9 innings, I think he's got over 300 runs, got a couple of 50s. I mean, I've been definitely looking to back him at maybe plus 500 or something like that for top Sunrisers bat. But I think the key for this game, Ed, will be how the Mumbai bowling attack fares, because, I mean, it's been carried by the batting, hasn't it, throughout the whole tournament, especially the seamers. I mean, it started off with Archer, very, very poor. Riley Meredith, very poor. Chris Jordan, who was Jofra Archer's replacement, was awful the other day. I think he went for over 50 runs in his 4 overs. It's only been really Chawla, the leg spinner, that's, you know, saved the day with the bowling. He's got 20 wickets. And, I think that probably bodes well if they do qualify, that they've got him and Shaquin, the other spinner. They've got two spinners that will need to come to the party, especially in Chennai in the playoffs if they qualify. So I think that bodes well. But the seamers have, especially at the death end, as you said, have been shocking. And it's been the batting that's had to carry Mumbai to where they are at the moment. But and if the bowling does come to the party, you could see Mumbai winning this fixture by a quite considerable margin. But that's a big if, Ed.
Yeah. Just some stats on what we expect at this pitch, because it's so good for batting. 197, the average score this season there. I know the study sample is small. 60 is your average score in the power play, and I think that lets us in with an angle, because Sunrisers are going to 9 and over in the first 6 when they are bowling, and Mumbai are not going to hang around. They may not be able to afford to hang around. So going over sort of like 52.5 with Bet Rivers on Mumbai scoring the first 6 at minus 111 is one to watch out for. Also look out for total runs in the match. Maybe going overs plus, we're probably about minus 111 and we're looking at a figure of around about 340.5 perhaps, or maybe 335.5 to go over at for that one. Players to follow, John Yadav, since we last spoke. Been doing great things, plus 350 likely price on the Bet Rivers money line for top Mumbai bat. Anybody else for Mumbai? I'll talk about Glenn Phillips at plus 700. Fingers crossed that we get that price. Top Sunrisers, and fingers crossed he plays. But players to follow?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Mumbai actually dropped Cameron Green for this fixture. I mean, he hasn't bowled particularly well. And as you say, if he's going to... he was the big money signing in the auction, wasn't he, Ed? A lot of money. And I mean, that when he came in the other day, I mean, he came in at 8 and then he did, 11 off the last over. And it was just embarrassing. I mean, he couldn't get the ball square. So I wouldn't be surprised if they drop him. I wouldn't be surprised if they definitely drop Jordan. I'd like to think they'll probably bring Tilak Verma back into the side. I don't know whether he's carrying an injury, but he hasn't played the last 2 games, hasn't he, Ed? I'll be looking at the bowling. I mean, purely if you look at the statistics on the bowling, you can't look past Pirish Chawla to be top bowler for Mumbai. I mean, he's took 6 more wickets than anyone else in the Mumbai side. I think Berendorf's the closest to him, who's bowled pretty average, isn't he, Berendorf? He does go for a lot of runs, even though he's got 14 wickets. So I'd be looking for someone like Chawla to be top Mumbai bowler. And as you say, in the batting, someone like Ishan Kishan or Suri Kumar Yadav. I mean, you say you can't really get away from him, can you? I mean, 485 runs, scoring about 180 strike rate, ridiculous. I wouldn't put you off him. And as you say, with the Sunrisers, I suppose all the juice has gone out of Heinrich Klassen now. I mean, I suppose you'll struggle to get plus 500 him. Maybe someone like Glenn Phillips if he plays. I mean, Glenn Phillips hasn't played enough cricket, really, has he, really, to be honest with you? I thought he'd play a lot more games, especially given the Sunrisers' form.
Yeah. Great shout on Cameron Green. And an innings which may well define his T20 career, that one, Johnny. It could mean that basically he's going to have to be used as an opening batsman or a number 3, because no team's going to trust him at the death if they saw that. But the Mumbai Sunrisers game could be an absolute cracker. So don't miss out if you get a chance to watch it. We've got one more game to go. We've got RCB versus Gujarat Titans, who cannot be caught at the top of the table, no one's going to get more than 18 points. So they're into the playoffs and looking good to make the playoff, to make the final. I really want to get your view on this one, John, how you price this one up. We did talk about it off air before we came on. I mean, in my book, Gujarat Titans, all being fair, in a regular season game, would be going off about -138 against Bangalore. But they don't need to win. They may rest players. And using your experience as an odds compiler yourself, John, how would you go?
Well, I totally agree with you, Ed. I mean, if it was all fair in love and war and both teams needed to win, I would definitely slight favourite Gujarat, even away from home. But the fact that with two games to go, RCB, even if they lost in the game prior to the weekend, they still need to win this game. And if they win their last two games and get to 16 points, I mean, they possibly could get in the top two. So RCB are off. When I mean they're off, they need to win. And Gujarat Titans, I mean, arguably they could rest a lot of their players because they've qualified, and they've not just qualified, they've qualified as the top team. So there's no incentive for them to win this game. So it wouldn't surprise me if players like Matthew Wade get a game. I mean, Hardik, the captain, he could easily rest himself in this particular game. I mean, because he'll need to be fit for the playoffs. It'd be interesting to see what they do with Shami as well. I mean, Shami and Rashid Khan have both got 23 wickets. They lead the wicket-taking the tournament. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if both of them play. I mean, but again, with Shami, especially with his, you know, he's in the latter stages of his career, and you know, he's had injury problems himself. You wouldn't be surprised if they rested him. So, yeah, I think RCB, but listen, we're talking about RCB. I mean, they could mess it up, couldn't they? But, I mean, I think RCB will definitely go off favourites for this game. How short you want to back them at, I think, is a different argument. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what RCB do, because in the last game, they brought Wayne Parnell in and they brought Bracewell, the New Zealander, in. Both performed very, very well. But, you know, they're leaving out Josh Hazlewood, who was probably, arguably, you thought that was going to be their best bowler. So I thought that was an interesting selection. Whether they'll revert back and bring Josh Hazlewood in, I'm not too sure. But I mean, their nemesis, RCB, has been their sort of, if it's not Kohli, if it's not Faf, and it's not Maxwell, there's not a lot else, is there? You've got a little bit of Kartik. So Bracewell, you know, he's probably more reliable with the bat than Hasaranga, isn't he? So it'd be interesting to see what they do, RCB, whether they'll stick with the William Fulmer of the last game. I'm not too sure. But, I mean, one thing is for sure, if you look at their stats, it's all about Faf. I mean, Faf's scored an unbelievable amount of runs, hasn't he? Can't keep doing it, but imagine he's going to go off a short price, even though Kohli's in the side, for top bat.
Yeah, probably no bigger than +200, I think, for Faf. Very interesting selection at RCB at the death of the regular season. They start ripping up their plans and picking a completely different team. They did this last season, by the way, and it cost them. I mean, I don't know whether this is the Kohli factor. He's getting agitated again and he wants changes. I know he's not the official captain, but you do wonder how much of a say he does have. So I wonder about their sort of common sense, RCB. And you called it right, John. Apart from those top three with the bat, you don't know what you're really going to get. I would say in the first six overs of the bat, they're very good. And the first six overs of the ball, they're very good. So they're good for 12 overs. It's just the other 28 that are a problem. And it could catch up with them at some point. Maybe not in this game, though. As a good unders play on the power play, because both teams absolutely crack units in that power play with the ball. No team are averaging more than 8 and over economy rate, Gujarat or RCB. So going unders around about sort of 49.5 with Bet Rivers at -125 is a strong wager. Quickly back to you though, John, for any player you want to pick out before we move on to best picks for this edition.
Well, I think if there's any juice in the price of Matthew Wade for top Titans bat, he hasn't played in the tournament so far, but I mean, it's not beyond the realms that, you know, the likes of Shubman Gill scored a big, you know, batted for a long period in the last game. The wicketkeeper, Sahar, he's come off. he scored 100 in two games ago, and he couldn't even keep because he was he took so much out of him. So it wouldn't be surprised me if Matthew Wade actually played in this game. So you know, a lot of these markets, these sports books, they price up a guy that because he hasn't played, they make him a big price, which is ridiculous, really, because if he plays, he's not going to be +600 or +700. And arguably with Matthew Wade, he could possibly open. Because, I mean, it's not beyond the realms that Shubman Gill's rested. It's definitely not beyond the realms that Zahar's rested. So he could open the batting. So you'll get your money back if he doesn't play. So I'd have a little bit, small bet on Matthew Wade to be top Titans bat in that game.
Okay, good stuff. This is the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that? The only pod which brings you full previews for the IPL weekend double header. We're moving on to our best picks for these four games across the final regular season of weekend action. John Wright, I'm coming to you. What are your best two picks from this show?
Well, I'm going to go for a win bet. It's my first bet. I think even though it's Calcutta Knight Riders at home at Eden Gardens, I do think that Lucknow have got it back now. I think at -125, Lucknow to win this fixture will be my first bet. That's a strong bet for me. And then in the same game, I like two derivatives. I like Stoinis as top bat for Lucknow, but I'm going to go with the bowling unit. I think Ravi Bishnoi for top bowler. I've been very, very impressed with him. I'm surprised he doesn't get more games for India. Hopefully he will do in the future. But him at +275 to be top wicket taker in this game, that would be my second bet.
Good stuff. Spin to be key at Eden Gardens in that game. My two picks, the two to follow. These are power play wages. We're going Mumbai Indians over 52.5 in the first six overs against Sunrisers at -111, give or take, with Bet Rivers. Then we're going to do a similar bet, but we're going to go unders this time in that RCB versus Titans match. And we're going to go under 49.5 at around -125 first six overs score, whoever's batting first. Remember, there's the trend in this tournament for the teams batting second to go higher in your power play. That's another little angle for you. There we go. That's the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that? The only place where you can get the best picks for IPL doubleheader weekends. We're back again next week. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the Bet Rivers Network.